Today I had the pleasure of speaking with Marquetta Granford Hope. She is a Title I curriculum specialist in Huntsville City Schools. She has worked in the field of education for 18 years as a biology teacher and curriculum specialist. Her passion and research interests are focused on improving teacher development and school improvement strategies. She has been instrumental in creating and implementing school improvement strategies at the middle and high school levels. Her educational background includes a bachelor's in biology education and a master's in educational administration from Alabama State University. She is currently pursuing a doctorate from Tennessee State University in teaching and learning. Her doctoral research focuses on teacher development through coaching and retention. As you can tell, she was amazing to talk to, and I learned so much from her. I truly hope you enjoy this episode.
I am a curriculum specialist currently at a Title I school, a middle school. Before that, I was a science teacher, high school teaching biology. I'm currently working on my doctorate in teaching and learning, and have a little military background. I, about 10, 13, somewhere between 20 and 13 years into teaching, I found myself wanting to do more on a bigger scale, and had always wanted to be in the military, so I joined the Armored Reserves.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Good days for me are very simple. When my students are understanding the information that I'm teaching, they are excited about learning to whatever tools that we're using, that's a good day for me. Right now, as a curriculum specialist, a good day for me is helping teachers help students. So I'm able to make a larger impact by, you know, assisting those teachers with instructional tools, making sure they drill down in their standards, also with intervention. So right now for me, it's like really, really good days and happy moments of being able to make a larger impact.
Yeah, and that's so important. I know that we'll have curriculum specialists because we have, in our my district, we have math coaches and coaches for every kind of area. So they're always super helpful in helping us figure out how to reach those kids. And they come in and they talk to our students. And it's always a great experience to have someone else giving you their perspective.
Yes. And that's the thing I like, is like the collaboration piece of it. Not just doing paperwork and not just making sure, you know, everything is in order for a purchase, but actually getting inside classrooms and collaborating with teachers, you know, planning or doing side by side. Those are the things that I really like to do.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
You know, in reflection and thinking about some of the things that have been like a bad day or a bad incident or experience, some of them, the learning portion of it, you know, it stays with you, and they're so unique at times to where that situation does not come up again, and you still think about it. You think about this student, how they're doing, how their parents are doing. And so my first year teaching, I actually had a student who, I believe she was a senior. She was getting ready to turn 18. It was in the fall. It wasn't like it was the end of school year. It was in the fall. And she was turning 18, and her parents kind of out of nowhere gave her the boot. They told her that she was turning 18, that she was growing, that she had to leave, and that she was not going to be able to take anything that they had purchased for her. She did have a job, so she started preparing as much as she could in terms of buying clothes and different things like that. But that experience of dealing with that situation and feeling like I could not have a direct impact in terms of helping her is really difficult. I still think about it. The situation, you know, it worked out to where another parent kind of stepped in, one of her friends' parents, and allowed her to stay with them and until she graduated. But that was a really difficult, bad situation. And sometimes we just don't get over those type of things. Like, it sticks with you.
Yeah, I agree. I know that there's always those kids that just have those tough lives, and it's always whenever I think about what they're going through, it puts everything that I do in perspective.
Yes. And it makes you stay focused in terms of why you, what is your why? Why are you here? What do you want to do? And I know that I did not have a way to directly help her, but my takeaway from that was my ability to research and find things for her, because I was able to find like some community outreach programs that would assist her with the clothing if, you know, she wasn't able to get enough clothing, or provide some hygiene materials. And, you know, so I was able to help in that way, but I still wanted to do so much more.
Yeah, and I think especially for me as a new teacher, I'm always like wanting, you know, you want to help and you want to be there for those kids and you try your best to do it. And then it's hard separating that home life with school life, because those kids come to us in all types of ways. If they have a rough morning, then they come to us frustrated. And then, you know, as a teacher, you want to help them. And sometimes there's things like, my kids are very honest with me and they tell me like, mm-hmm. oh, there's something that happened and I'm just not in a good mood today. And then I have to really understand that and kind of view things a little bit differently with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Oh, new teacher advice. One, teaching is not easy. Okay. Teaching is not easy. And it involves your heart and your mind. You know, it's an art and a science to what we do. And people who think that it's easy, or, oh, I'm going to change my major education because I can graduate faster and I'm going to be a teacher because it's easy. It's not. When you're trying to do what you're supposed to do with these students, it is not easy. It is hard. And it takes time and practice and lots of effort, long nights, early mornings, to get yourself into a groove to where, you know, your curriculum is on point. You got your lesson plans. You're using different strategies. You're able to build a rapport with your students. Your classroom management is in order. You know, you're on top of your paperwork. Those things take time for people to get them all in order. And for some, it's easy. For some, it's easy. You know, it's common sense. It kind of gels. And it's like within them. And some people, it takes more time to process all of the things that you have to deal with at one time, because there are mm-hmm. a lot of things coming at you. So my advice is, know that the profession is of the heart and the mind. Do your research and study and learn strategies and observe other teachers to get different strategies they're using to get their students, to get the information, to build that rapport with them. And also a big thing for me, and it's from day one, since I went into this process saying, I want to be a teacher, never rely on your school or your district to be the person that guides you and your professional growth and development. Seek your own workshops out. Go to your conferences if you have to pay for it out of pocket. And I know we pay for a lot of things out of pocket, especially the beginning of the school year, get our classroom set up. We want them to be nice and to be organized, but we have to make that investment in ourselves as well. And we have to seek out that professional development beyond what's being offered to us. And one of the things that has been really instrumental that I talk about all the time, Twitter, which is how I found mm-hmm. you. Twitter, I saw you tweet out, you know, I'm going to be a new teacher. I'm doing my internship. You know, where's the support for new teachers? Is there a chat? And next thing I know, you had a chat going for new teachers. And it's like, you have to do that for yourself. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. You do it yourself.
Yeah, and I know Twitter has been so big in my life because I started about 3 years ago and it's just blown up. Like, I've been going on all the time, but it's something where I found a great network of a lot of teachers that are willing to help if I have questions.
Yes.
And I feel like I learned so much from others because I could take that stuff into my classroom now. So it's like, I'll read a tweet and I'll be like, oh, it's a great idea, let me try it. And sometimes it works really great and I'm excited to share it out. And other times, like, I have to really reflect and figure out what's working and what isn't. But mm-hmm. I feel like having that PLN is so helpful, especially when you're starting out. It's nice to know that you're not alone.
Yes. Finding people that are like you, but yet different, and reaching beyond just your district. That's been a key for me, to reach out and have like just a vast number of people from all over the place, all over the world, that I can kind of look at and say, hey, you know, what is this person doing? And kind of follow along and say, I think that will work for my students. And like you said, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You have to be reflective and you have to make those adjustments based on your students. But it's good to have that outlet or that resource that's extra, that it's also free and mm-hmm. you're not having to pay for a conference. You know, you're sharing ideals and, you know, we have so much technology that we can use to reach out, you know, Skype and Zoom and different things like that, where you can bring those, you know, have those conversations with other people and still be at home while you do it and get some, you know, your own professional development like that. So Twitter has been really instrumental in me for me recently in terms of reaching out and getting a little confidence too in terms of my reach beyond where I'm at right now. You know, I see other people doing other things. And I'm like, hey, I like that. I think I can do that. So recently I submitted proposals for conferences. And, you know, I'm submitting multiple ones. And like the last one I did, like all three got picked up. So it's like, oh my gosh, I have to do three. And so, and they're all different, but I'm passionate about all of them. So it's like, I'm passionate about them. It's something that I want to get the information out and help others. So being on Twitter has been really instrumental in terms of helping me make my reach and my opportunities beyond what I was trying to do.
Yeah, and it's opened doors for me too, because I was starting out as a new teacher and I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna be, you know, published in a book. It's just like, I mean, it was only a few pages, but still, like, getting that opportunity to get my name out there was really cool. And I was like, whoa, like, that happened. Now looking back, I'm like, I don't know what I'd do without Twitter, because my life transformed just in my teaching profession. I feel like I got so much out of networking with others, and they're always reaching out and asking how things are going. And it's like you have this whole family that's outside of your school and your district, which is great.
And they're supporting you. And you need that support. So, yes.
How can people get in contact with you?
On Twitter, I am M. Gradford Hope. M-G-R-A-D-F-O-R-D-H-O-P-E. And that's my primary professional network that I use is Twitter. I mean, I have Instagram, but I don't interact like that with it. It's just like mostly for family pictures. But yeah, Twitter. That's where you can reach me at.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.